This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Out to Stacey Lewis here at 11.
Nice little putt.
She uses the green to her advantage.
Oh. And it's in.
And it drops in.
Stacey Lewis.
That was for her 10th birdie, guys. How about that?
As good as she's been today, that might be the shot of the day for Stacey Lewis. This for yet another birdie to get it to 9 under and shoot 63. Step up and make it. And don't even think about it. Magical round on day two for Stacey Lewis.
The KPMG Women's PGA Championship, one of the biggest in women's golf, going to be at Olympia Fields in 2017, Kemper Lakes in 2018, and one of the best. Stacey Lewis joins us now. Good morning, Stacey. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
You know, I'm a golf psychic. Andre, you don't know this about me. I'm a golf psychic. I'm seeing 10 LPGA wins, 2 majors. Am I close?
11.
11 wins.
Two of them are majors. So, yeah.
2 majors. So, I told you I'm close. I'm close. I'm a psychic.
You're close.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad. This is cool. This is going to be nothing but fun. Olympia Fields, of course, where the men's open was held many years ago, won by Jim Furyk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be great to have you guys in town.
It is. It is. It's going to be. I was actually there this past fall, and I can't wait to get back. And I think it's going to be, you know, a great week for us next summer.
When you're playing at the Merritt Club, it was 147 degrees.
It felt like it was, yeah.
And that's an easy walk for the most part on any given day. But when it's 147 degrees, I mean, you know, you don't need a caddy, you need a camel.
We did. It was, we were there for the UL International Crown this past summer. And it was, there are times where you felt like you were in Texas, not in Chicago.
Stacey, you've had quite a year, of course, part of the winning, we should say, UL International Crown team. And you were in Rio, 4th place. Congratulations. How was that? Being in
Thank
Rio.
You. It was awesome. It was, you know, a lot of the press, you know, everybody likes to read the bad stories and not read the good stuff. And it was so cool just to be a part of the Olympics and to be around the other athletes. And, you know, I had my little 63 there, which was pretty sweet. And it was, it's just one of those weeks I'll never forget. And I think I got 4 or 5 hours of sleep every night just because I was going.
Nope, we got a bad cell. Yeah, apparently Stacey's in a bunker just right of this interview,
right.
And we're hoping she can extricate herself from this trap and return to the air in just moments.
I like how you do the golf voice.
Yeah.
Wait.
This is almost an impossible situation now, as Stacey needs to reconfigure all of her shot. Oh, here we go. There's your golf clap.
That's my golf clap.
Stacey, I went full golf announcer. I went full Jim Nance there, actually.
There you go.
Yeah. And prior to the Olympics, didn't you get hitched?
I did. Just like.
Good God, woman, slow down. You got too much going on in 1 year.
I had way too much going on this year.
And what does your husband do?
He's the women's college golf coach at the University of Houston.
Do you allow him to critique your swing?
He knows to only give me advice when I ask for it.
Oh, there
it's
you
the right
go.
Way to go. You know, there's
an honest right way to go.
Honestly, whether you're a casual golfer that plays 1 or 2 times a year, or you're a nut like me that plays, you know, as much as you can every day, if you could, there is an unwritten rule in golf, which everybody needs to follow. There's nothing worse. And I'm not talking about Stacey's husband here. There's nothing worse than somebody goes, hey, dude, you know, slow it down too fast. Hey, keep your head still. Hey,
mm-hmm.
hey, this, that. If you ask, what am I doing? If you ask, take a look at my swing, that's a different story. But when you start offering tips, shut the hell up.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think she says that to him, though. They're still newlyweds.
No.
We're still pretty nice right now, so.
Yeah, but honestly, when you're playing golf with somebody, don't offer a tip unless that person asks or unless they drop and start weeping and rocking back and forth in the fetal position.
But, Steve, if you were playing with Stacey, wouldn't you take tips from her?
Well, it's different in a pro-am situation. Not only would I take them, I'd insist on them, or I'd rock back and forth in the fetal position. Listen, I don't know if you had a chance to play Olympia Fields or Kemper. They're both terrific courses. We have amazing golf here for the short season that we have.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played either one, but I've played amateur events in Chicago. We've never actually had kind of a solid LPGA event there, so I think it'll be a great spot for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you'll stop by when you're in town and bring that loudmouth golf coach husband of yours too, if you want. The championship takes place June 27th through July 2nd at the beautiful Olympia Fields.
Hey, Stace, are you finding throughout the world and all your travels too that the increase in women's golf, especially at a younger age with girls starting at, 6, 7, 8, 9, as soon as they can really start participating in the sport and being a little bit competitive with it, are you seeing an increase in that all over too, not just in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're probably seeing more internationally even than the United States. You look at our schedule, we play, I think 13 of our 34 events are outside the United States. And so I think the numbers are even higher when we go to other countries than here. But the numbers in the U.S. are up, too. I mean, you're seeing girls starting to pick up the game, and women in general are playing more golf, and that's one area of the golf industry that is actually growing right now.
That's the thing, right? Because the women's tour and women's golf around the globe is a hot commodity, while men's golf has kind of hit a little bit of a dip here, in the non-Tiger era, though Tiger may be coming back. But our focus is the KPMG at Olympia Fields, where you can get tickets. Now, that's a nice Christmas present again. We were talking about the BMW. This is another great Christmas present. And by the way, and Stacy, you don't know this, but you have perfect tempo. And if you ever get out of sync with your golf swing, watch an LPGA event because player after player, they just have perfect swings, perfect tempo.
Yeah. I think our swings, I think most even male amateur players and can relate more to our game than to go in and watching those guys hit it 300 yards.
Right, right. And screw themselves into the ground. torque is a dangerous thing. Listen, one thing I wanted to mention too, and this is in particular for not just for little girls, but mostly for little girls. If you've got a particular physical ailment and you want to play sports, and maybe some sports aren't you're not able to access them for various reasons because of whatever hindrance you're trying to get over or whatever hump there is in your road. Tell people briefly what you've dealt with scoliosis.
Yeah, scoliosis is a curvature of the spine, and I was diagnosed with it at 11, and I wore a back brace until I was almost 18, 18 hours a day, and then wearing the brace didn't work, and so I had surgery, and I had a rod and 5 screws put into my spine when I was about 18 years old, and then couldn't play golf for 6 months, and then was able to swing, and now I'm able to do what I do. But definitely wasn't the easiest thing, but kind of made me the person that I am.
I'm guessing there probably were people in your life then who thought, well, honey, maybe you don't play golf anymore. Maybe you do something else. And they mean well when they say it.
Actually, no. My doctor actually was kind of the one that pushed my parents and said, she needs to be treated like a normal kid and she needs to do what everybody else is doing. And so, I played golf when I got to take my brace off, or I rode my bike with my friends with my brace on. I slept with it on. I did what most other kids were doing, and my parents didn't treat me any different than my sisters.
Well, it sounds like you had an exceptional family. But for those who maybe aren't on that page, the point remains the same. Encourage kids to maximize their abilities and to get outside and get active.
For sure.
Nice talk to you. Go yell at your husband about giving you tips.
All right, I will. Thank you.
See you later. That's Stacy Lewis.